Hallelujah. 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 Sing, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Oh, just give him praise and thanks now.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Oh, ain't he worthy today?
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Sing, I love you, Jesus.
I love you, Jesus.
Oh, do you mean it today? Just tell him how much you love him.
I love you, Jesus. 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 I love you, Jesus.
Give the Lord a hand clap of praise this morning. Let's worship and thank him today. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Got a few things I'd like to say real quick, and we'll get Brother Nathan up here as soon as we can. As Dad said, we're going to have a little financial report thing, a little business next Sunday. Go through all the numbers from last year. Just keep everybody informed and believe in, you got your tithe sheets and things like that for your taxes and all that. So we'll take care of that next Sunday. Remember to keep Brother Ernie from the Philippines in prayer. He's just doing the work of the Lord, and just remember him in prayers. He's doing what God tells him to do. Same with Brother Samson. He sent me a message on Facebook the other day telling me, hey, I'm getting ready to preach, and think like, wow, it's hard to grasp my mind that he's half a day ahead of us all the time.
Right.
So, you know, it's already Sunday night there, and it's just hard to get my mind around that, but he messaged me when he was about to preach yesterday, so just keep him in prayer as well. How many appreciated Brother Sampson when he was here? I sure did.
Sure did.
Wonderful brother. Also, we got a little announcement for some up here on the front. It's Sister Betty's birthday today. She's only 25. Don't worry what Facebook said. It's got it messed up a little bit. It's 25. That's what it meant to say. How many appreciate Sister Betty this morning? Amen. Well, just give her happy birthday. Go ahead and tell her how much you appreciate it. And at the end of the month, it's on the calendar there, but Brother Colin Fisher, he was the one that came with Brother Nathan, the one, I believe it was Wednesday night he came, he's going to preach for us at the end of this month. So how many appreciates the Lord?
Amen. Yes, Lord.
How many is ready to hear the word of God?
Amen.
Amen. Well, let's go ahead and invite Brother Nathan. Let's sing that again. Let's just sing hallelujah together, and we'll ask Brother Nathan to come up. Oh, ha! With all your heart now, close your eyes, worship God, forget about everything else.
Oh, hallelujah. 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 Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah.
Faith in God before we go to the Word.
Have faith in God.
of today.
Have faith
in God. Amen.
Yes.
Bless you. It's wonderful to be here again, and just appreciate the atmosphere we have. We have sort of a long scripture reading, so let's go right to the Word today. 1 Corinthians 1. Amen. Certainly appreciate, consider it an honor to be here again, and it's been a while since I preached anywhere. I've been pretty busy with school, so I'm excited to get back into the Word, get back in the saddle, so to speak, and see what the Lord has for us today.
Amen. Amen. Yes,
I hope you've come expecting, because I've come expecting.
Yes, Lord, that's right.
Amen. I have confidence in your faith to bring something to pass this morning.
That's right. Yes,
praise the Lord. Amen. We're not looking at my ability. Amen. But we're looking at the Lord to meet us here.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
1 Corinthians chapter 1, let's start at verse 17. This is Paul talking to the Corinthian church. For Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of none effect. And I think about that.
Uh-huh. Yes, sir.
For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved it is the power of God.
Hallelujah.
For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Hath not God made foolish
Amen.
The wisdom of this world?
Yes, sir.
For after that in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God, it pleased God by the foolishness
yes.
of preaching
Amen.
To save them that believe.
Hallelujah.
Amen. For the Jews require a sign, and the Greeks seek after wisdom, but we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness, but unto them which are called,
Hallelujah.
Both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom
That's
of God.
Right.
Because
yes.
the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. For ye see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. But God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. And base things of the world and things which are despised hath God chosen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught things that are, that no flesh
yes.
should glory in his presence.
Amen.
But of him are ye in Christ
yes.
Jesus,
Amen.
Who of God is made unto us wisdom right. and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, that according it is written, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Let's
yes,
pray.
Lord Jesus.
Heavenly
oh,
Father, we thank you for the anointing that we feel in this place, God.
Yes, Lord,
knowing that as long as you're here to meet us, Father, as long as you're here to keep your word, that wherever two or three are gathered in your name, you'd be in their midst. Father, we don't have to fear. We don't have to be nervous
yes,
this morning, Father, knowing that you will come. Father, you're already on the scene, Father, and now we're just expecting, and we're pulling, we're reaching out with faith for you to speak what you would want to speak this morning, Father. Lord, we have no ability of our own. We've not come to lift up ourselves as a man, Father. We've not come to push our agenda or our opinion, Father, or our own human wisdom, Father, but we want to hear from the Word of God, Father, knowing that that's the only truth, the only absolute, the only foundation on which we could build our lives and prosper, Father. Lord, it's the only source that we have for the answers to our questions. It's the only place we can go, Father, for our needs to be met, Father, is your pure and holy Word. I pray that you would come and meet us here today and break your word to us, Father, in fellowship. And we thank you for it, and we love you for it, Jesus. And we praise your name this morning. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. Amen. I would like to speak this morning, kind of a different title. I kind of like it that way, The Foolishness of God.
Yes, sir.
I want to speak
That's
on
right.
the foolishness of God this morning.
Come on, brother.
This is just, I had a couple different things on my heart. Didn't really know which way to go, but it just seemed like this is what the Lord has for us today.
Amen.
So
yes, sir.
It's fresh. It's just, it's a new one. It's a
freshly hewn from the rock,
yes,
so to speak.
Brother.
So I hope you won't mind if it's a little rough around the edges. But
right,
that's
brother.
The way that God works often.
Right.
Is, you know, I'd rather hear a minister get up behind the pulpit when I'm sitting there, and he'll just go all over the place, and it'll be a mess, it'll be disorganized, and he'll be over on this side, and then he'll be over on this tangent,
on.
Down this rabbit trail. But that's how God works, because God's got to go and speak to every heart, amen.
Yes,
because every heart that's come here believing, amen, I believe that you'll receive from God.
Amen. That's
amen.
Right.
So we're not here to give you a nice thought and tickle your ears or
preach,
something
brother.
Pretty, but we're here to hear from the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Right.
Amen. Have your way, Lord.
Yes.
Amen. So we read here in 1 Corinthians 1 about the foolishness of God. Amen. The foolishness of God is wiser than men.
That's right.
And the weakness of God is stronger than men.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I love that. And that's the way that God works. See, the world that we live in, it's based on human reasoning.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Amen. This carnal world, this natural world, everything that we do, our society, all of it is based on human reasoning.
Yes.
It's based on how we reason things in the mind, and we take experience, and we mesh things together, and we make decisions, and we make choices, and choose what to believe based on reason. That's how
Come
the
on,
natural
brother.
Human mind works.
Right.
Amen. There's a certain, that's not all bad. That's a certain natural thing. But see, the problem is, we trust in our reasoning
Preach.
To guide us through this natural life. Amen. But then that begins to seep into the spiritual life.
Right.
Amen. We're taking our human wisdom, human reasoning, and then applying that to spiritual things.
Right.
Amen. And so you see that creeping into the church now in this day. How yeah, you get on the radio to a Christian radio station,
yep.
or you read the books that they're putting out, and all the what is the focus of all of it? The focus of all of it, it's apologetics.
Yeah.
Amen.
Preach.
It's philosophy.
Right.
It's all these things where men they become insecure in their faith in God, and because of the attack on people's faith in this day,
yes.
because it's an age of doubt. The Christian world, they've turned completely to this, where all you hear from the pulpit, all you hear over the radio, all
yes,
these things,
right.
is somebody wants to take the word and take history and
yep.
take reason and begin to take God's word and try to reason people into it. Why? Because they're losing their members in droves, right?
That's
because
right.
the faith of the people has been shaken.
Yeah.
So they're trying to reach out and bring them back by a reasoning, by a philosophy, and it's not working.
That's
Amen.
Right.
It's not working because
they're
trying to approach God. They're trying to bring people to God through an A plus B equals C reasoning,
That's right?
right? They're trying to. It's a man-made philosophy. It's man-made reason. They want to. They'll put away Paul and they'll put
yep,
away
exactly.
Elijah, and they've got but then bring in Socrates and the
yeah,
Plato
yeah.
and all these Ooh. Things of the world. These natural, intelligent, intellectual reasoning things. Amen. That's what the church in this world has done
sure.
to try to bring people. To Christ, and you see it in the message too.
Absolutely.
Amen.
Yeah.
You see how it's affected the message because of attacks that has come recently, and now
yep.
you have people springing up and there's so much fear.
Yep.
Amen. Yeah. That comes around the message because of the attack of the enemy. Amen.
Oh my.
Amen. But we have nothing to fear because
Hallelujah.
We know in whom we have believed.
That's right.
Amen.
Yes.
And it's not a faith that we came to by reasoning. Nobody
Glory
talked
God.
You into God.
Thank
I
you,
hope
Jesus.
You're not here because somebody talked you into believing
Preach,
God.
Brother.
But I hope you're here because you've experienced. Amen. A living word, something that goes beyond
yes.
anything that your mind could
yes,
comprehend,
so
but one day, why? You think, why me? Why?
Yeah.
You know, why me out of all these people? But there's something in your heart that just will believe it.
That's right.
You'll just believe it. Amen.
Yes.
And it wasn't that nobody talked you into it. That's why nobody can talk you out of it.
That's right.
Amen. Because like Brother Branham talked about, it's not an intellectual experience that we have with God. Amen. That's a phase in a Christian life where it's all intellectual,
yeah.
but we're supposed to go beyond that.
Absolutely.
So he said an experience with God.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. I've just been thinking, I was telling one of my friends the other day about how, you know, because we all have doubts and we all experience
sure.
Satan comes against everybody
Come
with
on,
unbelief,
That's
you know.
Right.
And we all have those things and deal with them. But you know, like as much as my mind can doubt and as much as my mind can question,
Come
amen,
on,
I always go back.
Yep.
To where I experience
Amen.
God.
That's right.
Amen. One day on a New Year's Eve in somebody's house, and I've never told you that testimony. I'll have to do that sometime.
That's all right,
it was wonderful what the Lord did
sure.
for a group of young people, and we experienced God.
Yep, that's
and
it
was a real God, and it wasn't somebody that somebody, and nobody showed him to
preach.
Us on paper.
Come
Amen.
On.
Nobody showed up that evening to preach, but it was just or you know, there wasn't an adult in the building, but it was young. Okay, well,
yeah,
we'll give the testimony.
It's all right, brother.
All right, I'll give it. All right.
Go ahead.
So
Come
we
on.
There we are. Right after Winter Youth Retreat 1 year,
yes,
and I'll
sir.
Just keep it brief. This is the short version, trust me. We're there at somebody's house there, and we've just been fellowshipping this whole week at retreat. Like, oh, you know, all the Lord was just revealing things to me and some of my friends, and
Amen.
And showing us in the Word who He called us to be in this day. You know,
absolutely.
what our rights are in the Word, and we're just praying. You know, we are kind of talking to each other, expressing like, I don't want this to just be an intellectual
exactly.
thing. I want
right.
to know the reality of this. I want to see it in my life. I'm tired of learning. Amen. Brother Branham talks about how you can study. Sometimes you study so much till you're just tired of studying.
Yep.
He said, just have the life. Amen.
Yeah,
just the
amen.
Simple Christian life.
Incredible.
So there was a thirst in these young people at this house. It was my cousin Caressa Johnson, her house at New Year's Eve. And so we were there, and we weren't gathered for a Bible study. We weren't. But what we do every year, our tradition was to get there, and we'd play games and eat snacks, and then we'd kind of pray in the new year. Well, we were there, and well, there was a lot of things that led up to it, but basically the power of God fell on
absolutely.
The building.
Absolutely, amen.
And I tell and I had never experienced a real God like I did that day. Amen. And it was such a powerful experience when you read in the book of Acts chapter 2, about how they were all in one mind and one accord.
That's
and that's exactly how it is in the presence of God.
Hallelujah.
Because God comes down and you become anointed. You go to pray and the words just come from your mouth, from somewhere else, and it just flows.
Lord,
and then somebody
God.
Will pick up where you left off
yes,
and just finish
Lord.
Your prayer. And there was one mind, one accord, because God took control that day. Amen. And just such a presence in that place of love. Amen. And power. And you know, then the young people begin to rise up and begin to declare, this is what the Word says we are in this day. Begin
yes.
to declare to the enemy, we are the Joshua generation.
Hallelujah.
Amen. We are the overcoming generation.
Yes, we are.
Amen.
Insane.
And so, and begin to make that declaration, make that confession based on faith. Say, this is who we are. And then God vindicated that faith.
Amen.
Amen. And oh my, I could tell you so many testimonies. One girl, she couldn't eat eggs.
That's
she was
right.
allergic
Pretty
to fun. Eggs. She'd get sick to her stomach when she'd eat it. She's been eating eggs ever since
That's
that
right.
day. My fiance's brother had arthritis to where he could hardly, you know, hardly lift anything. And he's been completely healed
That's
of
right.
arthritis since that day. Another
yes,
another brother said that he wanted to play the piano. That was the gift that God gave him, to play the piano. But he was held back in his practice because of a problem with his wrists. Amen. And so he was the first one that we prayed for. And he said he just felt a vibration go through
right.
his wrist. And his doctor testified that his wrists are completely healed.
Hey,
amen. Because
hey,
what are we talking about now?
Glory.
It's a real God. And it
yes,
wasn't
sir.
Something that somebody came with a PowerPoint
hey.
Slide. Amen. And a
Come
little
on.
Book to hand out. And try to reason us
yeah.
into believing this God. But it was a
yes.
real Jesus Christ.
Yes.
The same yesterday, today,
yes.
and forever.
Yeah.
Amen. That proved to a group
Hallelujah.
Of young people who would believe in his word that he's the same
Promise.
Yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen.
Amen. That's
God.
What we're looking for today.
Yes.
And that's why the church is failing, because they tried to bring people to God through reason. That's them and their approach, through reason, through intellect. But the prophet said we can't come to God that way.
No, sir.
Amen. He preached a message called faith versus wisdom.
That's right.
Amen. He talks about faith versus wisdom, and he said that talks about how the world has so much wisdom, and there's so much, what do they call it, common sense. It's knowledge. You know, there's a certain wisdom of God. It's not that we're saying wisdom is bad, but this wisdom is something that would go against the word
right.
and take a reasoning. Take what
yes.
your eyes see.
Amen.
Take what circumstances tell you.
Right. Preach, brother.
Whew.
That's
Hallelujah.
It.
Let me take a break.
It's all right.
Amen. So there's two. That's what we have in this world. You either got faith
That's it.
Or reason.
That's it.
Right.
Exactly.
Brother Branham said there's two sources of
yep.
that. Faith is of God, and reason, wisdom, comes from the devil.
That's
two
right.
sources.
Yep.
And you're either living your life by one or the other.
That's right.
Exactly right.
My, think about that.
Amen.
Amen. Now, I want to draw your attention to verse 17, and I'll just read it. Paul said, "For Christ sent me to preach the gospel."
That's right.
Not with wisdom of words.
Come on, brother.
Why? Lest the cross of Christ should be made of none effect.
That's right. Exactly.
That is powerful.
Yes, it is.
And that's why the power has left the church, and
yes,
why it's
sir.
Leaving many message churches. Because they've gotten shook up in their faith in God, and somebody's come in with a reason. Somebody has come in with doubt. Amen. And challenge that. And challenge what they believe, and instead of holding to faith in God's word and waiting for God to vindicate that faith, instead we'll turn to reason, and we'll
yep.
begin to guess what? When Satan comes against you with reason,
yeah.
and you try to come back against him with reason, you'll never win.
That's
because,
right.
Why? Because Brother Bram said right here, he's the source of wisdom, he's the source of reasoning.
Yeah.
Amen. You can't out argue Satan because
no,
he's. I mean, he's just the master. He's the source. He's the father of that thing.
That's
amen.
Right.
So we can't come again. We'll never have power against the enemy coming against him with reason.
That's
and try
right.
to say, well, here, if you know, we yep. take all these scriptures and quotes,
yep.
and look how I can put it all on a PowerPoint slide yep. and make
no
a pretty
problem.
Diagram, and it all looks yep. beautiful, and there's no power in it because
right.
it didn't come by faith. It didn't come by revelation,
come on,
but it came by intellectualism.
Hey,
amen. That's why
right.
power has left the church.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Brother,
because
preach.
In the church now, people don't live by faith in God's word. They don't. The word is
hey,
not
brother.
The absolute anymore.
Come
amen.
On,
but
now.
What has come in, the absolute has become reason. And you hear people saying, I've even from some of my friends, and it worries me sometimes.
On,
you
brother,
hear them begin
sure,
to say,
come on,
like,
come
oh, well, I got to be able to argue out what I believe. You better know where you stand. You better be. That's a trap.
Yeah,
amen. It's a trap. It is. It doesn't matter how good it sounds.
Come
amen.
On.
How modern and wise that it sounds. Amen. You watch that.
Amen.
Amen. Because as soon as you begin to reason out the word and say, well, can I really think about this and prove that it's true?
No.
Amen. There's a lot of people that are really good at proving the word.
Yeah.
Amen. There was a website one time and it was totally dedicated. And I'm not trying to criticize anyone, but that website, it was totally dedicated to what? Proving, amen, that this message that we believe is true based on reason,
yep.
based on evidence, amen, based on science, based on all these things.
Right.
And look where it is now.
Amen, that's it, brother.
Amen, you see the fruit of that.
Absolutely.
Yes, amen, it's a serious thing.
Right.
Amen, because in the carnal church, we become so carnal, and in this carnal church, every man worships at the altar of his own opinion.
Oh my.
Amen. Because we all have opinions. We've all got
yeah.
Little suspicions, little beliefs, pet doctrines about
sure,
things.
Yeah,
amen.
Right.
Because, well, we got in the Word and we reasoned it and we took our private interpretation
yeah.
of that thing.
Yeah.
Amen. Because, and if we begin to talk and we begin to go over these controversial things, I probably wouldn't agree 100% with Brother Kressel
sure.
or Brother Andrew. See, we wouldn't have, see, there's humanness in there.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
So we got to lay that aside.
Amen.
Amen. You can't just hold on to your
Jesus.
Pet opinions, your pet doctrines, but there's got to be a humility, amen, and a surrender to God's word and a faith that arises above that and say, I don't understand it all. I can't prove it all by science. I can't reason it all out on paper for you, but there's something in my heart that says amen to every word of God. Amen. That's the evidence of the Holy Ghost in this day, is to say every amen to every word of God. Amen. So we see why the power of that Holy Ghost is leaving the church.
Amen.
Because the cross of Christ, because of wisdom of words, it's been made of none effect.
That's it.
It's been so intellectualized and so conceptualized and so drawn up and diagrammed and all these things to where the people, they know it up here and it never drops down here.
That's right.
Amen. And so the cross of Christ has made of none effect. That atonement, all the
yes.
rights that the church has because of salvation, because of the blood of Christ on the cross, is made of none effect.
Amen.
They've lost the effect. That's why there's no healing.
Amen.
Amen. That's why there's no deliverance. That's why there's no overcoming, no Christian love, no peace.
Preach.
Why there's depression. All the fruits of those things is where somebody laid aside the word of God and took
yeah.
their reasoning,
right.
took
Amen.
Their opinion, took something human.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
Amen. So we get so wise and we get so carnally
Preach,
minded.
Brother.
Amen. Amen. And if you're not careful. All right, let me take another drink.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
All right. Now, see what happens now in the message. You see the message going the same way as the denomination.
Sure is.
Blessed. We've had such a pride for so many years
yep.
about
yep.
who we are. About we're the message believers.
Right.
We're the
oh
message
my,
of the hour.
Well.
Amen. And we feel like we're better. Just because you go to a message church, it makes you better than a
well,
Pentecostal.
Sir,
it makes
brother.
You better than a Methodist or
a
Baptist.
On,
but what happens when the message church, so-called, begins to go the same way, down the same road that they did?
Right.
Amen. And they begin to take the word of God that's been revealed to us and trade it. Trade it in for a reasoning.
Yeah.
Amen. For something modern. Something that sounds pretty.
Yeah,
amen.
Brother.
Something. Yeah. See, you don't hear people quoting Brother Branham anymore. There's people they can quote C.S. Lewis better than they can Brother Branham. Think
yeah,
about
brother.
That. The prophet of this hour.
Right.
Amen. And oh my, it just grieves my heart.
Yeah,
yes,
sure.
Amen.
Absolutely.
To see that happen. We raise our young people on Joshua Harris and Francis
Ooh,
Chan and all these people. We raise them on those things. Not that those are necessarily bad, but you're raising them up to approach God through that.
Yes.
Amen. When that is under the that is under
Amen.
The anointing.
Yes.
Amen. To bring the foolish virgin bound up for the tribulation.
Right.
Amen.
Oh,
there's only one
yes.
word. Amen. There's only
oh,
one established truth
for this day, and it's the message of this hour. Amen. And that's my absolute.
Yes.
Amen. Because it didn't come from human reasoning. Everything about it defies anything that makes sense to the human mind. Amen. But it was God. It was where God hid himself, and it's where God speaks today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. And it comes from this word and no man's opinions. Hallelujah. Amen. So we see the same. It's just this reasoning. Amen. This carnal kind of way of looking at things, and you see materialism coming in the churches.
Oh yeah.
To where you know, unless you've got the best musicians and the best singers and the most eloquent preaching and the biggest congregation, then you just aren't blessed.
That's right.
Amen. People say, "Look at me. Look at how I've. I'm not trying to criticize anyone now, but look how I've brought these crowds to my ministry, and we have this beautiful big churches and these, you know, great musicians and all these great works and these great outreach programs and all these things. Look how God's blessed us.
Amen.
Right. Amen. But that's not the test. No. That's not the evidence. Those things are wonderful, just like Brother Branham said, they were wonderful. But he said the problem is down at the root of that thing.
Yeah.
Somebody has forsaken the word of God and taken something human, taken a human idea, some man's opinion, some man-made creed. Amen. And there's no submission to the word of God.
That's it.
Hallelujah. Amen. They want to be modern.
Sure.
They want to be beautiful. They want the people of the world. See, they want to rub elbows with the Baptists and the Pentecostals and Methodists and say, well, look at my church.
Uh-huh.
My church is just as big as your church. We can sing just as well. We got just as big an outreach program. And see, it's what they're competing with the world. That's what we do. It's when it becomes carnal, when you go through reasoning, you begin to compare yourself with someone else.
Right.
And you begin to compare this church with that church. And you begin to compare this believer with this believer. Amen. You begin to compare your own life to somebody else, and we're all measuring up against other men. The whole thing's carnal then.
That's right.
Amen. But we've been given a standard. We've been given an absolute. Yes, amen. Something to hold to. Hallelujah. Amen. People, see, and you see the Spirit coming in the message now. Where it goes against everything the prophet preaches, when people look down on you. Amen. Where somebody won't fellowship with you because you're not as classy as they are.
That's
and you're not as educated. And you don't dress as nice. Amen. And your kids aren't as well behaved.
Yeah.
Amen. And see, where's the Christian love that'll go beyond that? Amen. God is not a respecter of persons.
Oh,
God is not a respecter of big churches. God is not a respecter of fine singers or fine preachers. Amen. But James 4:6. God resists the proud, and he gives grace to the humble.
Yes.
Amen. So where's the Spirit of God now for somebody to humble themselves? Amen. And humble their opinions and say, God, I don't have it all figured out. Amen. And God, I all I can look at through my human eyes is carnalness.
Right.
And all I can look at through my human eyes is my circumstances. But there should be a faith in there that'll say, I'm looking beyond that.
Yes,
and that faith looks to the unseen. And it becomes the evidence of things hoped for.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The substance.
Yes,
amen. Lord, we need a substance faith.
Oh, yeah.
Not an intellectual belief.
Preach.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
A faith that'll bring something to pass.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Lord.
Amen. We shouldn't have pride in all our wisdom and our accomplishments and how well we know the message and how many quotes we can recite.
Amen.
Amen. How fancy we can break the word and how nice it sounds, how good we can sing, how beautiful and polished our worship is.
Come on,
amen. Shouldn't have any pride in that at all.
No,
it's all carnal. Brother Branham said the message oneness. We're not supposed to be smart. Hallelujah.
Yes.
If that doesn't go against that, see, if there's a little intellectualism in there, there's a little pride of reasoning in there, ooh, that'll cut you. That'll cut you. We're not supposed to be smart. Jesus said the children of this world, the kingdom of this world, it's much smarter. The children of darkness are much smarter than the children of light.
That's right. Yeah. What the word
says. Right? The tree of knowledge of good and evil.
Amen. That's it.
We are likened to sheep.
That's right.
Sheep can't even lead themselves.
Amen.
Amen. They've got to have a shepherd. I love how God sent the prophet Nathan to David, the King David.
Yeah.
And what did he tell David? He said, I brought you out from following the sheep, and I put you on the throne of Israel. So I think that's what the word comes today. It has to come to so many of us and say, what are you doing following the sheep? Amen. You go to church and you're looking at brother so-and-so, sister so-and-so, and well, I'm measuring up to their Christian walk, so I'm all
right.
Right.
Don't follow the flock.
Right.
Amen. Follow the shepherd.
That's
hallelujah.
Right. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
That's
I like that.
Amen. Amen. Well, sheep can't even lead themselves. They've got to have a shepherd. That's see, there's right, got to be leadership in the church, and not leadership that comes from a man.
Not
it, see, it even goes beyond the leadership
that's
of the pastor, because the pastor himself is just a man.
That's right.
Amen. And that pastor, he's standing in the place
Lord
of the
Jesus,
good shepherd. Yes, but without that link, without that channel
that's
being
right,
open where it's Christ, and
amen,
not Brother Andrew, amen, not Brother Ray Erickson, but it's Christ.
Amen.
Coming in control of the church. Amen. And bringing leadership and bringing direction. And beyond that, not just through that channel, but down now a personal individual channel to every believer. Everybody sitting in a pew. You have got to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ where he can come and he can say, this is where I want you to go. This is what I want you to do. And he can take the word and that word can correct you. It can chastise you. Amen. And you'll say, yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. You're the shepherd. I'm just a sheep. I'm just following.
Yes.
Amen. Amen, that's the foolishness of God.
Where,
why? Because we got to give up security to have that. You got
to. Yeah, that's
it. We want to be secure in ourselves.
That's
we want
right,
to feel like we got it figured out. We're on the right track.
That's
we're
good,
doing everything
wrong,
right. Amen, why? Because humans like control.
Amen.
We don't want
right,
to be out of control. We don't want Christ to have control.
Mm.
Amen, we want to keep control. But you've got to give that up.
Yes,
amen,
amen.
You've got to become a sheep.
Come on.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Amen. God doesn't want us smart. He wants us to lean on his understanding.
Yes.
Just where he leads. Amen.
Amen. Right.
Yes.
You see the picture? Don't lean upon your own understanding. And he quotes Proverbs. Trust in the Lord
yep,
with all thine heart. Lean not on thine own understanding.
Amen. Amen.
In all thy ways acknowledge
yes,
him.
Lord Jesus.
And he
praise
shall direct
Lord,
thy path.
Yes.
Amen. We don't have to fear that if we give up our reasoning and we give up our control and just say, Lord, it's all on your hands. We don't have to fear that he'll let us
yep,
slip away
yep,
or that he'll let us just wander
on,
around any way we want to. He promised in his
yes,
word,
right,
if you won't lean on your own understanding, amen, but you'll acknowledge him in all your ways. Trust in the Lord with all your heart.
Amen.
He shall direct your path.
Yes,
amen. Amen.
That's right.
We gotta have. We want to live by faith. Living by faith, not by reasoning.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Don't lean
that's
upon
right,
your own understanding. Lean upon his understanding.
Thank
no matter
you,
how
thank
contrary
you,
it seems,
exactly,
no
right,
matter
right,
how big the bright lights look out here,
that's right,
don't pay no attention to it.
Amen.
Just lean on his understanding. What he said
hallelujah,
is the truth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. It is the truth. Amen. That and see, you know, if you've had a real Christian experience, there's got to be something in there crying out to say that God's word is true.
Amen.
Amen. There's got to be something to say amen to the word when it goes against your opinion, when it
that's
goes
right,
against your reasoning.
That's
amen,
right,
amen. When the word is supporting your political opinion and all those things, then it's easy to say amen to the word. But what about, see, what about when God comes and says, no, actually, I said it this way.
Right.
Amen. We'll get back to that. So the thing the modern church lacks most is the leadership of God.
That's
and that
right,
goes
brother,
for many.
Absolutely.
That goes for the message of the
sure,
hour too.
Sure.
Amen. Because it's come to such a place where it's become an individual thing.
Come on,
where
man,
God's got to lead you personally. You can't trust in your pastor. You can't trust in Brother Branham. You
oh,
can't
my,
trust in any other man's opinion.
Right.
Amen. But there's got to be an invisible union there
come
and
on,
a fellowship there where God can lead you personally.
Amen.
Amen. And without that, then you become just as denominational, amen, just as nominal a Christian. Amen. As you know, the most worldly Lutheran. Pick one. All right. Amen. They've substituted their own wisdom and reasoning for the leadership of God. We've got to have the leadership of the Holy Spirit. What does Brother Branham say over and over in Christ the Mystery of God Revealed?
Yes,
what does Christ the Mystery of God reveal? It's that, oh, it's a glorious message because it's the revealing of his whole plan
yeah,
from the beginning to the end. God's purpose, what God is driving after. And he said again and again, God wants preeminence.
Amen.
He wants first place. He wants authority. He wants leadership.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Glory to
God. Hallelujah.
Praise
the Lord. See, people, so but it becomes a carnal thing, and it becomes people are looking at it with their eyes and not with that, well, not with that sixth sense. Amen?
Yes.
Amen. So they look down on little churches and oddball people, but that's how God works. Amen?
Hey,
it's how he's always worked.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait to get to that.
Come
amen.
On, brother,
that's who he chooses, is an oddball people. They don't consider the small and the simple. They don't even, see, there's people out there, even around the message, that would look at a little group
yep,
like this. And they say that, well, that church is so small, that's not even a legitimate church. That's not one of the big names. It's not even legitimate. Amen. But God's word said, Amen. But anybody who would take a man's opinion instead of the word of God, that's somebody who's illegitimate.
That's
Amen.
Right.
That's somebody who's born illegitimate. Amen.
Yeah.
The word of God says, as many as are led by the Spirit of God. It didn't say how big the congregation was. It didn't say how fine a speaker the pastor was or how good of a singer that you have in your congregation. It says, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God.
Amen.
Amen. That's the evidence of a son of God, a true born, amen, son of Jesus Christ. The Son of God, it's as many as are led.
Yes.
Amen. They've got leadership in the church.
Hallelujah.
So it's the true sons and daughters of God. Brother Branham says, you'll be sons of God and daughters of God as long as the seed word is in there.
Amen.
He said, as long as the seed is in there. What is that? That's the word.
Yes.
As long as the word's got preeminence, you'll be sons and daughters of God.
Amen.
Amen. This little move of God, amen, people might dismiss it. Amen. But what we've witnessed is that the people will take the word, amen, over everything else, and that the word is the absolute here. So that's where God is going to come on the scene and create unto himself sons and daughters in his
Lord
image.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
As Brother Branham said, you hybrid that word, and you ain't got nothing but a denominational bastard child.
That's
all. Anything to deny the word is illegitimate.
That's right, Brother Preach.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
No matter how good it looks. Amen. God doesn't want our wisdom or our intellect. He wants faith in his word.
Yes, that's right.
That's what God desires. That's all he asked.
That's all. Yes, sir, brother.
He didn't ask you to go out and prove it to everybody.
Nope.
Amen. And argue it out.
Yeah,
amen.
Brother.
And break it all down.
Right.
He just asked you to have enough faith in your heart to say amen when he speaks.
Yeah.
Amen. That's what he wants, is faith in his word. Amen. Because who is God? He's our heavenly lover. He's our bridegroom. Amen. And what does a man do when he begins to court a girl? Like we preached here before, he begins to unfold himself and he begins to reveal himself and share his thoughts and his hopes and his dreams and all those things. And he's sharing his very heart with that girl.
Yeah.
Amen. And it takes a humility in the man to do that, because he's humbling himself. He's leaving himself vulnerable by putting himself
out
there.
Absolutely.
Amen. What? Because he's taking his heart and he's putting it in her hands.
That's right.
Amen. He's taking. He's backed off now. Now the word. Amen. His word. His thoughts expressed. It's in her hands.
That's
amen.
Right.
And now it's up to her what to do with it.
Right. Amen.
What would make that? What would please that man? What would make him? What would make him? What would vindicate his love for her? Would for her to say, "I receive you for who you are. I believe. Only believe."
Yeah.
Amen. That's what pleased the angel of the Lord.
Yeah.
Only believe.
Yes.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen. And back in our text in verse 20, where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer? Amen. What is that? The arguer, the reasoner, the philosopher, the apologetics master of this world.
Right.
Hallelujah. Hath not God made foolish the wisdom of the world? Amen. God loves to do that. He likes to take. He likes to let the world build up their big philosophies and their grand visions of things and their version of truth. Amen.
Yeah.
Based on human reasoning, and he just comes in such a simple and direct way that he'll defy it. It'll completely shatter it.
That's
amen.
Right.
And he delights in that. Amen. God has made foolish the wisdom of this world. For after that, in the wisdom of God. The world it was God's wisdom that by wisdom the world would not know God.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. Why? It would have went completely against his personal, intimate, loving plan of revelation.
Uh-huh.
Amen. He wants to reveal himself to your heart, not have somebody talk about him and explain him to you. He wants to make himself real to you. He wants you to experience him. Amen. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. That's how God does things.
Amen.
He does things. So it just goes beyond. It's the foolishness of God, because it just will blow your mind the more that you think about. Think about the foolishness of preaching.
Amen, brother. Come
amen.
On, hit it.
Think about, now if I was in charge and if I was organizing everything, every Sunday, Brother Andrew would come up here and he'd be so under the anointing. Amen. Then the Spirit of God would lift him 5 feet in the air. And he would just give the morning's message and prophecy. And everybody would be in awe at the greatness of God.
Come on, brother. Sure.
Amen.
Yeah.
Isn't that how you would do it?
Yeah.
Be honest now. If you were in charge, that's how you would have arranged it. That's not how God does it. God takes the foolishness of preaching, and he'll take Brother Andrew, amen, and Brother Andrew, 1 minute he'll be taking care of his son, then he's got to go over here and eat dinner, and then he goes back, he's got 5 more minutes to study the word, and he's got to labor, and he's got to study, and he's got to wonder and say, God, I can't figure it out, reveal it to me. and it's a foolishness. When you're looking at that, it looks so human, and it looks so weak, and it looks so natural, and until it looks like there's nothing spiritual about it. Amen. But it was by the foolishness of preaching, God delighted himself that to save them that believe.
Yes.
Amen.
Because it's no leap of faith to believe in a man who can show off all these supernatural signs. But when God will take a humble little man from Defiance, Ohio, and put him behind a pulpit, amen, and it'll take a faith for somebody to go beyond that human veil and say, that's Jesus Christ speaking personally to me. Amen. That's the word of God being revealed. It's the foolishness of preaching. It's how God works. Amen. And you look at even look at the Apostle Paul.
Yes.
If you looked at my life, you wouldn't think there was anything spiritual about me.
That's it.
Why? Because we're carnal about it.
Right. Amen.
Amen. We're looking for all these signs and things, but
hit it, brother.
We're supposed to live by faith.
Right. Amen.
Amen. All right, one more drink. They say you're not supposed to do that because it's bad for your voice, but I can't help it. All right. And you look at the Apostle Paul. And there was the perfect example.
Yeah, exactly.
Of the foolishness of preaching.
Yes, sir.
He was, if you're not a Bible reader, you don't understand how, if it hadn't been for Paul, the entire Gentile, all the Gentile races of the world would have been, had no chance.
Yep, that's right.
But
absolutely.
God chose Paul to be the messenger to the Gentiles.
Amen.
And bring us the word. It was the word coming of Christ.
Amen.
To the Gentiles.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Brother. Amen. But look, you look at Paul's life, and look how he stumbled around, it seemed like, And how he ran into troubles, and it seemed like, you know, just like in Brother Bram's life, it was the same
Absolutely.
Way.
How,
you know,
right.
he people would mock him because he could heal all these people, and he had his own stomach trouble
that
just couldn't seem to get over.
That's right.
Amen. And Paul said in 2 Corinthians 12, and I'll just read it, lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations.
Preach, brother, that's right.
That's the problem we got around the message. Yep. We got people that have been exalted above measure because of the abundance of the revelations.
That's exactly right.
Amen. There was given to me a thorn in the flesh. Amen. The messenger of Satan to buffet me.
Yeah.
Amen. That'll defy reason too.
Well.
Amen. Lest I should be exalted above measure.
Amen.
For this thing I besought the Lord thrice that it might depart from me. If you're not familiar, as Paul said, he had a thorn in the flesh. He had a problem. Some people think it was the problem with his eyes and different things, but whatever it was, he had a problem he just couldn't seem to get over. Amen. And it bothered him. He said he besought the Lord three times, saying, God, take it away from me.
That's
take
right.
it away from me.
Yes.
Amen. But God said, he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee.
That's right,
Lord Jesus.
Amen. It didn't make sense to Paul's mind, I'm sure. It went against Paul's reasoning to say, I'm the messenger. God sent me to carry his message to the Gentiles. How are they ever going to believe me when I can't even get over this little affliction, this little thorn in the flesh? When I can't seem to get over this, and when I got struggle with this, and I have this temptation and this doubt.
Yeah.
Amen. And Paul said, how's anybody going to look at me and think that I, am carrying the word of God?
Right.
Amen. But it was God, it was the foolishness of God to demand faith from those who would believe. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. My grace is sufficient for thee. My strength is made perfect in weakness. I want you to really think about this now. My strength is made perfect in weakness. Why does God do it this way? Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities. Paul says, I glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me.
Amen.
Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities.
Come on.
That just goes against every human reasoning. In reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake, I take pleasure in it. For when I am weak,
Lord Jesus.
Amen. Then am I strong.
Amen.
Amen. That's how God works. Is He'll take why? Because the world is trying to lift up something that would make them have pride in themselves, and they want the most eloquent speaker. They want the world. They want a Christian. Even around the message, you see people, and they've been exalted above measure because of the abundance of the revelations, and because they read so many messages and they heard so many sermons, and they feel so revelated, and they feel like they got it all figured out, and like their opinion's the right one.
Yeah.
Oh, watch out now. See, these people, what happens? They begin to exalt themselves. They begin to become puffed up and say, I've got the revelation. I've got it figured out what the word for our day is. I've got the message of the hour all figured out. Amen. And if everybody saw it my way, then the church would be a lot better off.
Come
and
on.
See, but that's not how God works. To take somebody like that who's But what is that? That's nothing but a message, you see. Amen. That's a Pharisaic religion.
Yeah.
Amen. Because how does God work? He'll take a Paul. He'll take somebody with scales on his eyes. Amen. He'll take somebody who had a past out there killing Christians.
Yeah.
Amen. He'll turn him around and say, I'm going to make you responsible for every Christian to come for the next 2,000 years.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Praise be to God.
Hallelujah. Yes. Amen. So we take pleasure. So you see, it's got to be the same way in our lives. We can't look at ourselves and our infirmities and our weaknesses and say, oh, that's just, I'm just such a failure. And you hear this confession from people. Oh, I just can't seem to get it together. I just can't seem to overcome. See, what are you doing? You're looking at your infirmities. You begin to reason with yourself, and you begin to take all the evidence from your life.
Yeah.
And then we'll come back to it. But see, God, he's glorified in our weakness. Isn't it? Oh, the grace of God is amazing, friends. This is the magnitude of the grace of God. That even your failures glorify God.
Uh-huh.
Even your failures have a purpose to glorify God.
Thank you, Father.
Think about that.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. It's good that we have failures.
Yeah.
It's good that we have infirmities and weaknesses. You understand how I'm saying? You know the balance, but it's good that we have those things because that's where God can come and say, my strength can be made perfect in weakness.
Right.
That weakness, you're so weak, and the weaker you are, and the less able and capable you are, the more God can be glorified in your life.
Amen.
Amen. If you'll only believe.
Amen. That's right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. We want to be such strong Christians.
Yeah.
We want people to look at us and say, there's a real Christian.
Right.
Oh, because you've got all these signs in your life. Amen. But God uses weakness because it magnifies his strength and it defies our carnal wisdom.
Oh, yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. We preach Christ crucified. Under the Jews, he's a stumbling block.
Uh-huh.
Amen. Under the Greeks, it's all foolishness. Amen. But unto them which are called, it's Christ, the power of God, and the wisdom of God.
That's
think about
right.
that now. Christ is the wisdom of God.
That's right, brother.
Yeah. You want to see the wisdom of God? Look at Jesus Christ.
Right.
That's right.
Christ exemplified the way that God's power and wisdom, it defies our carnal wisdom.
Amen.
The way that he does things, it goes totally against our grain. Amen. And Christ is the wisdom of God. Let's just read about him in Isaiah 53. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is where God wanted to reveal himself. This is how God wanted to work. Amen. We begin to look at the evidence of our lives and we see weakness and we feel so human. We feel so natural and so non-spiritual.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Sure. Amen.
But see, that's where God hides himself. Brother Bram said he hides himself in simplicity. Look how he hid himself in Christ.
That's right, brother.
So perfectly.
Absolutely.
Isaiah 53, we'll read 1 to 6. Who hath believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of a dry ground.
That's right.
He hath no form nor comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen. That's our Lord. That's Jehovah.
Right.
That's the creator of the universe.
Yes, Lord. That's
no
right.
beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrow, and acquainted with grief, and we hid, as it were, our faces from him. Oh my, he came unto his own, and his own received him not. Why? Because he came so simple.
Right. That's right.
Hallelujah. Right. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. His strength is made perfect in our weakness.
Amen.
And then all we like sheep have gone astray.
That's right.
Amen. We have turned everyone to his own way. Amen. Everyone to his own way. And the Lord hath laid on him
Jesus.
The iniquity of us all.
Amen.
That ought to make us say, Lord, it's true, I've strayed. Like a sheep, I've gone astray. Amen. And I held to my own way and my own opinion and my own thoughts about myself even. Amen. But now I'm laying that aside and I'm saying, God, I have a faith.
Yes.
To say all my iniquity was laid on
Lord
him.
Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah. But living by faith. Not by your ability. Not by not by how well you perform to your eyes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But see, that's where God tabernacled his majesty, was in a man that was, it was weak and he had no beauty. Amen. He didn't look important. He didn't look great. And what was the world looking for? They were looking for the Messiah to, he would rip aside the veil of the temple and he'd walk out in battle armor and say, Caiaphas, I've arrived.
Amen.
Let's overthrow the Romans. Let's get a program going. Let's take over the Catholic Church,
right.
The Romans, and let's do all these things, but that wasn't how God came.
That's right.
Amen. Man. While they were waiting for him to come out from that veil, God veiled himself in a little screaming baby on a pile of manure.
Yes,
amen. So it's the same thing in our day. If you're looking for the revelation of Jesus Christ, don't go look at the big churches. Don't go look at the people who seem like they got it all figured out. Don't look at the intellect. Don't look at the philosopher. Amen. God came in a pile of dirt. Amen. Just a simple and worthless and unworthy pile of dirt named Nathan Erickson. That's where you'll find Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah, that's where God tabernacles his majesty. It's where he hides himself, is in simplicity.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah, he said he's only got one provided place of worship, and that's where he puts his name. He put his name in Jesus Christ, and the name of Jesus Christ, he put in his little, simple, amen, plain little bride.
That's right.
Amen, with her little churches. Amen, and her small little, and her small little programs, and all the little things that she's just doing out of love for her.
Amen.
Andrew.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Not to puff herself up. Amen. Not to show off to the rest of the world, but God hid her away. Amen. Unto himself.
Praise.
That's where God tabernacles his majesty.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah, the prophet even pointed out this, that Christ, God allowed himself. Nothing happened by accident. This is how God decided to do it.
That's right.
Amen. That Christ, Jesus Christ, our Savior, allowed himself to be born under the mark of an illegitimate child.
That's right. That's absolutely true.
Amen. Everybody in his hometown, everybody in Defiance looked at him and his preaching and they said, that's nothing but an illegitimate child. That's not legitimate. That's not real. That little thing that they're trying to do, that little storefront church. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. But that was the revelation of Jehovah. Amen. In a man. Amen. Amen. And it's the same thing today, that Jehovah God poured himself into Christ. And Christ now has poured himself in the church in such a simple way that the world will miss it. Amen. It will be raptured and gone, and they'll still be looking for a 60-foot Jesus in the sky. Amen. With a robe and sandals and a big golden trumpet. Hallelujah.
Oh my.
But we've heard the shout. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Amen. And we're already in that rapturing process. Amen. Hallelujah. God, Christ is here. He's present with his church, and he's going to catch us away. One day, this little bride, this little simple bride that people look at and call her worthless. They look at her, and there's nothing special about her. No beauty that she should be desired to the carnal eye. Oh my, but one day that invisible union will go so far. She'll be so one with him. She'll be so identified with his name that when our headship, when the head appears in the sky, amen, as a thief in the night, amen, she'll be so one with him that she'll just have to go up to be with him.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The body will have to come up to meet that head.
Yes, it will.
Amen, because she, why? Because it's the same. It's the same carnal, it's the same, I should say, incarnate body that it was before. The same simplicity, the same humility, amen, the same lack of beauty that she should be desired.
That's
but
right, brother.
That's God's bride.
Amen.
Hallelujah, that's
amen.
The queen of heaven. Amen, that's the female part of God.
That's it.
Amen.
That's right.
It's that
exactly
secret
true.
Spirit hidden up in that simple little
amen.
Little believer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's more deity in this room than has ever been in the Vatican. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Deity tabernacle. That's where God puts himself.
That's right.
Hallelujah. That's the message of the hour.
Absolutely.
Woo. Hallelujah. He hid himself in simplicity. And he hid himself in humility. In humanity. Hallelujah. Amen. To think that God, the place that he chose to tabernacle himself, was this this serpent seed tabernacle.
Come
that's
on,
where
brother.
God hid his glory.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
Right. Come on.
Amen. That's true. The sons of God saw the daughters of men that they were
that's
fair.
Right.
There's nothing. What Brother Bram said, when you were born again, your soul became Christ, but you've still got a human spirit,
that's
and you've still
right,
got
right.
a human body. This thing is just as fallen as it was the day that you were conceived.
Uh-huh.
Amen. Amen. But that's where God put his glory. Amen. And all your failures and all your shortcomings and all your sins, they're no longer attributed, amen, to that old name of Nathan Erickson. Amen. Because one day, amen, Nathan Erickson died and a new man was born in his place. Amen. And all Nathan's glory, all Nathan's righteousness, hallelujah, it's the same righteousness that's attributed to the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm perfect because he's perfect. Amen. And you're holy because he's holy. Amen. And you have power because he has power. You've got rights. You've got authority. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. When you pray in the name of Jesus Christ, you don't just say in Jesus' name, right, like abracadabra.
Yeah.
Don't you understand that you are standing in the place of Jesus?
Amen.
Amen. And speaking the word against the enemy. Amen. And you have, and the power of God will back it up.
Amen.
Amen. Right. All he asks is simple. Amen. Blind, unreasoning faith.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And our trouble comes because we can't see past our own human veil and see the deity.
That's
there.
That's exactly right, brother.
Amen. Why? Because we got reason.
Right.
Amen. It's reason that says you're unworthy.
Uh-huh. Amen.
You ever listen to somebody? I was just talking to somebody the other day. And you know, they begin to tell you all these reasons why they're unworthy.
Yeah, exactly.
And you think about it, when somebody starts to talk about their unworthiness and their failures and their shortcomings, they give you lots of reasons.
Exactly.
Reasons.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Amen. But God called us his righteousness.
Amen. Amen. That's right.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
It wasn't just that, like, it wasn't like he just took his righteousness and put it on you. No.
Come on.
He became your sin.
Right?
Yes.
You became his righteousness.
Uh-huh. Amen.
God is so proud of you. God is so, God has, oh, he so basks in your glory because you become his righteousness. Hallelujah. And why does he love it so much? Why does he get so much joy out of it? Because it defies human reasoning.
Amen.
Amen. It goes against anything that we can, because people looking at your life and the critics look at you and they say, look here, he fell short here, he fell short here. What is that? That's Satan's accusation saying, I saw you trip up there. I saw you say the wrong thing. I know that you were listening a little too much when I started sowing my doubts. Amen. But God said, I don't see any of that. All I see is all the righteousness attributed to the name Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. So don't tear yourself down. Fix up that confession and bring it in line with the word, because the word called you the righteousness of God.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. The word called you holy. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
The reason says that you can't overcome. Listen to this. I want to tell you something. You got something you're trying to overcome in your life. Maybe it's a besetting sin. Satan's coming against you and it looks so impossible. And it looks like you'll never beat it.
That's right.
Amen. I want to tell you something. It's just a devil.
That's right.
Just a devil.
Amen.
That's all it is. And what is a devil before the Spirit of God?
Amen.
Amen. The Holy Ghost, the enforcer.
Yeah.
Amen. God's word will overcome the enemy anytime, any place, anywhere.
Amen.
And it's still a living word. Amen. And how do I know? Nobody talked me into it.
That's right.
I saw it.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I experienced
Hallelujah.
It. Hallelujah.
Oh, praise be to
Hallelujah.
God.
Hallelujah. Reason will say that you've sinned away the grace in your life.
Yep, that's it.
And you can't
exactly.
be blessed anymore because of your failures.
Come on.
Amen. God said his love is unconditional.
That's right.
Yes.
Hallelujah. It's reason that will say that you're nothing, that you're something small and worthless.
Yes, that's true.
Amen. You're just, see, there's lots of generations in this world, lots of priesthoods, all kinds of different nations.
Come on.
Sure.
Many, many peoples in this world. Amen. And you're just another generation. Just another priesthood. Just another nation. Another people. But God said, ye are a chosen generation.
That's right.
You're a royal priesthood.
That's right.
This is what makes you different. You're a holy nation.
Yeah. That's right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. The nation of Israel has nothing on you.
Come on, brother.
Hallelujah. God's chosen people. Amen. God's blessed people have got nothing on you. You're a holy nation.
Hey.
Amen. A peculiar people.
That's right.
Brother Andrew, you're an oddball.
Thanks, brother.
So am I. Hallelujah. That's who God uses.
Amen.
Oddballs.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Weirdos.
Oh, God came. Those Pharisees had so much pride in their righteousness and their pedigree and all their background and things and how they, well, they never went out in the world and did all these things. And God said, God, Jesus Christ came and he said, God is able to raise up these stones.
Children. That's right. Amen.
Who are you? Well, it's the same thing today.
Yes,
God
Lord.
Is able to raise up of these stoners. Hallelujah, sons of God. Hallelujah. God takes a prostitute. God takes a drug addict. God takes somebody with depression. God takes the suicidal and he turns them around and he takes that weakness and he uses it to glorify his strength.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Anybody who can believe can be saved by the foolishness of preaching.
Yes.
Hallelujah. It's the foolishness of God. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. It's so simple it's gone beyond the eyes of the world. And we would have missed it too if it hadn't been for his grace.
Thank you, Lord.
We never would have. Oh, we never would have thought.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Never would have thought. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're a chosen generation, a royal priesthood,
thank you,
a holy nation, a peculiar people.
Amen.
That ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. He doesn't ask us to understand it. Just be foolish enough to believe it.
Amen. That's right, brother.
That's me. I'm just dumb enough to believe it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
All right, we're on the home stretch now. Perfect faith. And this is what we want. We want a perfect faith. A rapturing faith. So what is it we're looking for? Because we've had so much faith that we thought was faith. Well, we thought we believed all these things, but really we just got educated into them.
Sure. Right.
We thought we believed the seven seals, but really somebody came with a PowerPoint slide, slideshow. And I'm not against PowerPoint, but you know what I'm trying to say?
Sure.
How somebody's come and just educated us into it, and what we called belief, it was just understanding.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hallelujah. But we want a perfect faith. Brother Brown called it a substance faith.
Yes, that's right.
Something that'll be the substance of things hoped for.
Amen.
Not the things that, not hoped for like, well, I wish it would happen.
Yeah, yeah.
But you have hope that it will happen because of the faith that lies in you.
Yes, sir.
It
that's
gives
right.
you hope. You say, I know I can have that thing as impossible as it seems because faith
Amen.
Says I can have it.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Amen. So we want a perfect rapturing faith in this day.
Amen, brother.
Amen. And so what are we looking? We're looking for the power of God in this day.
Yes, sir.
And we're not looking for the wisdom of the world. We're looking for God's wisdom.
Amen.
And God said that Christ was the example. He's the power and the wisdom of God.
Amen.
So we look
that's
at Christ.
Right.
Let's look at Jesus Christ. And that's what we're looking for in our day.
Yes, Lord.
In every individual believer.
Yes, Amen. Lord. Amen.
Jesus lived in a world that no one knew about.
He was
an odd person.
That's right. Exactly.
I love that. He lived in a world of perfect faith in the perfect God.
Amen.
In which he was.
Yes.
If we lived in a perfect faith of a Christian to what we are,
come on,
we'd be a mystic to the world.
That's
Amen.
Right.
A mystery. Something, something that's just not natural. It's not normal.
Sure.
But people wouldn't understand you if we lived in the place that he lived.
Sure. Absolutely.
Why? Because you walk in the Spirit.
That's right, brother.
What the Spirit, now what does that mean? What the Spirit said, you do.
That's right.
What it forbids, you don't do.
Right.
As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. And the Bible
Amen.
Says that any son that endureth not chastening is illegitimate.
That's right.
Right.
Amen.
Exactly right.
So when the word contradicts your opinion and your reasoning and what your eyes tell you, take the word.
That's Amen. Right.
Otherwise, it's not an absolute to you, and it's not a resting place for your faith.
Sure.
Amen,
brother.
Amen. Your faith will have no rest in it, and you'll have no power. What it forbid, you will not do. Then the people begin to say, they'll begin to say that you're a mystic person to them. I just can't believe how they can keep such a good attitude when things are falling apart here.
Yeah,
at work.
Yeah, exactly.
When people are getting laid off left and right, and the economy's going bad, and they got problems, and somebody in the family's sick, and look at them, they're all over there smiling and singing on the factory line.
That's right. Come on, brother.
That's just a mystery.
Yeah, exactly.
Hallelujah. That's the way it is to all believers. They're a mystic.
That's right, brother.
The people don't understand because they live in a world to themselves.
Amen.
Yeah.
And
Amen.
I want to be shut in with God.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Jesus.
Yes.
That
Lord.
Inner court where the man is fresh. Amen. Where I'm not tossed about.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And a little farther down, when a man lives by faith.
Why?
And walks by faith.
Yes,
I
sir.
Mean substance faith. He is isolated from the entire world and he becomes a new creature in Christ.
That's right.
Now you're getting into bride material.
Yeah, exactly.
Isolated from the entire world. Separated. Amen. Caught away. Hallelujah. Raptured. Amen. That he's isolated from the entire world, becomes a new creature in Christ. Now you're getting now you're getting into bride material.
Amen,
you're getting
brother.
Into rapturing condition.
That's
now.
Right. Yes. Yes.
Amen. God, I want that in my life.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
That means for each one of us, not just the pastor and the deacons, the trustees, that means for the laity.
That's right.
Amen. Every individual walks in a world with God alone.
Amen.
Where are we going? We're going back to Eden, where God spoke lip to ear
Amen.
His people.
That's right.
But what he's trying to get to, Revelation, that was how it was in Eden. It's what he's trying to get back to. Right in Revelation 21, I think, he says, I'll be their God and they'll be my people.
Yes.
I'll dwell with them.
Amen.
It's what he wants.
Right.
Yes,
he wants fellowship with you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. He doesn't want to go, he doesn't want to go through your pastor or your deacon. Your
right. That's right, brother. Right. Preach.
You're baptized into this kingdom and there's nobody in there but you and God.
Amen.
He gives the orders, you pack them out.
That's right.
Amen.
Whatever he says, there's not a shadow of doubt nowhere.
Right.
You walk right on.
Amen.
Amen. If the Lord says this, there's nobody in the world can talk you out of it. You go right on just the same.
Right on. Amen.
Amen.
Now
brother.
You're coming into perfect faith. Perfect perfection that cannot fail.
Amen.
Do you believe it?
God.
Yes, I do.
I believe it.
Amen.
Amen. I'm just foolish enough to believe it.
Amen.
Amen. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. And lean not on thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Let's pray. Amen. Will you just pray with me? Lord Jesus, thank you, Father, for a word that defies the wisdom of this world, Father. Lord, thank you for revealing yourself to us, Father, knowing that we would have missed you completely if it hadn't been for your grace and your choosing. Lord, because the foolishness of God, it goes beyond the wisdom of the world, and the wisdom of this world, it's foolishness with God. And Father, we don't want to fall into all this foolishness and all this nonsense out here, Father. And we don't want to become people who live by reason. We don't want to become, Father, people that live by what our eyes see and what our flesh tells us, Father. But, oh God, give us a faith. Lord, spark up a faith in every heart that'll take the word, it'll say amen to the word when it goes against, Father, all the wisdom of this world.
Yes,
I pray that your strength would be made perfect in our weakness, Father.
Yes,
for we are weak, Lord. And we confess, Father, that we can't trust in our own ability. Father, we can't trust in our own power to overcome in this day. Father, but we need Christ. Oh, we need the Spirit of Christ in us, the power and the wisdom of God.
Yes.
Father, that would give us power to overcome. You give us wisdom to live, Father. I pray that you'd be our shepherd, that you'd lead us, Father, and that we'd be able to hear your voice, Father, and that we would just say yes to every word of God. Father, when your word doesn't line up with our opinions, may we take your word. Oh, hallelujah. And when your word does line up with our opinions, may we stay humble, Father, and just follow you as sheep in your pasture. Oh, Father, Lord, knowing that you'll lead us to green pastures. Hallelujah. We're trusting in you, Father. We're living by faith now.
Yes,
Lord, knowing that without you, Father, we'd surely fail.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you, Jesus. I pray that you bless this church, Father. Renew their faith. Strengthen their faith, Father. Continue the work that you've done here, Father. Lord, they love your word. Lord, they're taking their word, Father, making it their absolute above what they think or feel, Father. And I know you'll bless them for that, Father. I know that's your will, Father. I pray that you just continue to bless them. Everyone, strengthen them, Father. Heal the sick. Father, deliver the captive.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Oh, Lord, and just give us, once again, what we have need of.
Yes.
To go through another week till we meet again, Lord willing, or till you take us home.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You're not looking for something great. We don't have to work up, Father, something glamorous or something beautiful or something, Lord, impressive to this world. But all you asked was only believe. And so, Father, here we are with the word in our hands, and we're giving it back to you and saying, I believe it. Amen to every word of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. And forgive us, Father, when we don't believe. Help our unbelief. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Living by faith in Jesus above.
trusting, confide. From all harm saved, in a sheltering arms, I'm living by faith, and I feel no alarm. I'm living by faith in Jesus above.
Make that your confession now.
Trusting, confiding His great love.
Hallelujah.
From all harm saved, in His sheltering arm, I'm living by faith, and I feel no alarm. Just to take Him at His word, just to rest upon His promise, just to know, thus saith the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I proved Him more and more. Jesus, woe for grace to trust Him more.
Hallelujah. How many appreciate the word this afternoon? Appreciate Brother Nathan being able to take about 10 of my sermons and just preach them in one. I guess that shows you, man, I appreciate his gifts. Let's just say that, huh? It was just wonderful to hear that God is still trying to get something over to us. How many believes that what was spoken today? It's going to look foolish. It's not going to make sense to reason, but God don't care about any of that. He wants you to love Him. He wants you to just believe Him. Isn't that what true love is? Isn't that what true trust is? Isn't that what you want from your husband and wife and your children? Just believe me. Just love me. Just trust me. That's all He wants from you and I. Can we just sing that song? Let's just sing Only Believe. Just key of C. And I always like to give an opportunity here. So go ahead and start. I always like to give an opportunity. If there'd be anybody who doesn't know the Lord, you don't know how to love, you never really experienced what the things that Brother Nathan said. I like to give you an opportunity. How many would like to experience, even if you have, how many just wants another, just pour into the Spirit in your life? You don't have to look left or right, up or down, but God does something to you.
Yes, Lord.
How I appreciate Sister Melissa's testimony. And I'll just be honest as a man. Sometimes you preach and you preach and you preach and you go, is anybody catching what God is trying to say? And then something like that happens. You know what it does? It makes you, yes, the Word cannot fail. If you preach the Word will produce every time.
Amen.
Hallelujah. All things are possible today. What do you have need of? Are you captive in any way? Are you sitting here with a doubt? Are you sitting with a fear? It's not time to let that just linger in your life. It's time to believe. It's time to raise your hand in praise. It's time to confess with your mouth. I believe the word, Satan, you're a liar. Stop whispering in my ear. I ain't listening to you no more, devil. I'm a Christian. I've been born again in the Spirit of God. I love God with all my heart. And I'm here just to love Him more every day. I'm not here to look at my neighbor. I'm not here to worry about what somebody else is doing. I'm not here to worry about some other church. I'm here to love You, Lord. How many just with me want to rededicate your heart to Him once again? Say, Lord Jesus, help me love You like never before. Help me to forsake all my own reasoning, all my own thoughts, and just love You with all my heart. Hallelujah, Jesus. Let's sing that together. Oh, only believe. And only believe. All things are possible. Only believe. Oh,
yield yourself to the Spirit of God now. Do you need healing? Do you need salvation? Have you never met God today? Don't leave here with that need. Let God give it to you. Just believe. All things are possible.
As we sing it again, if you need prayer, you can come forward. Brother Nathan will pray for you. We'll pray for you, believe with you. Don't miss the opportunity now.
Only believe. All things are possible.
Just let faith take you higher and higher. Leave Defiance, Ohio. Go to heavenly places with Christ.
Only believe.
Let's sing Jesus is here. Every eye closed, every hand raised.
Well, Jesus is here.
Just give him praise now.
Jesus is here. And all things are possible. Well, Jesus is here. Jesus is here. All things are possible. Jesus.
Lord, I receive. Let's sing that together.
And Lord, I receive. Lord, I receive. That all things are possible.
Oh, don't you feel His presence? Hallelujah. Oh, just worship Him now. Just thank Him. Receive His word.
Oh, Lord, I receive. Lord, I receive. All things are possible. Lord, I
sing that again. Sing it again with all your heart. Mean it now.
And Lord, I receive. Lord, I receive. All things are possible. Lord, I receive. Lord, I receive. Lord,
I receive. God, can you hear me?
The same God. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Pray and believe. Lord Jesus.
Yes, Father.
Father, Lord, that the wisdom of this world can only produce so much, Father. We're thankful for what medical science has done, Father. But, Lord, when that fails us, Father,
in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord. Yes, Lord Jesus.
And that's the great physician, Father. You're the one who created my brother's body.
Oh, Lord, may your hands of grace and mercy go to this body, Lord, and put it back together, Lord, by your grace. You promised it, Lord, and we ask it in Jesus Christ's precious name.
Father, Lord, we're just...
May it be so. Satan, you're a liar, you're a deceiver, you have no power.
Us, Father, Lord.
Take your hands off my brother in Jesus Christ's name.
Father, we go in the face of that to say,
yes, Lord Jesus.
By your stripes, my brother is
yes,
healed.
Lord, in
and
the name of
it,
Jesus
Lord,
Christ.
We thank you, Father, however you want to manifest.
Oh, we thank you
Father,
for it, Lord. We believe,
all we
Father.
All we're going to do is believe it, Father.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Lay down our faith at this altar and walk away with
you
the
promised
promise.
It, Lord. Yes,
in
Lord
Jesus.
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise his name.
Praise you, Lord.
Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
All things hallelujah, are possible, Jesus. Only believe. Only believe. All things are possible.
softly. Can we all just worship God in our own way? Don't worry about your neighbor. Don't worry about lunch right now. Just worship Him with all your heart. Just give Him praise and thanks for what He has done and what He is doing right now in our midst. I believe He's healing our brother sitting right here, saying, "Can you tell? I already know. Because Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever." Just give Him thanks and praise. If there's anybody that should know how to praise God, it would be His bride. Oh, we love You. We appreciate You, Jesus. Thank You, Father. Say, what's the point in praising, Brother Andrew? God said He inhabits the praise of His people. And many times, God just wants you to praise Him when you don't feel it. He just wants you to praise Him when you don't see it, because He wants to know if you really got faith or not. Or if you're looking at some other sense. Let's all look with a sense of faith and realize we have so much to be thankful for and so much to praise our God for. Every time you're sad and lonely, what happens? God comes on the scene. Every time you're sick, who's there to help you? Jesus Christ. And isn't He worthy today? Why are you breathing right now? Why do you got a sane mind? Why can you notice the presence of God when others just stare at it and can't notice that there's something going on? You should be the most grateful people in the world. Blessed are your eyes for the things you see, for many kings and prophets have desired to see these things, but the Lord has shown them to you clear as day. And you'd have to be spiritually deaf, dumb, and blind to not know the presence of God is here right now. And God doesn't show up to waste His time. He has an intention. And I'm fine with waiting for Him to do as He would please. Say, Brother Andrew, what's He waiting on? You. He's waiting on you. He's waiting for you to say what the Word's got to say. He's waiting for you to not listen to the devil anymore. He's ready for you to just confess the Word and give Him praise that it's due His name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, praise You, praise You, praise You. You're worthy, Father. Is there any other needs tonight? I understand that you can receive it right there. He's right next to you, brother, sister. He ain't very far from any one of us. But if you do want hands laid on to things, that's fine. We'll wait until everyone's delivered. I watch in the Spirit right now. He's doing what He pleases. Keep yielding yourself. Don't get scared about it. Don't think, I'm going to look crazy. You already look crazy. You're already fanatic. The world's already going to think you've lost your mind. Just give Him praise anyways. Let them make fun of you. Let them tell you you're stupid. Let them tell you God ain't coming. That's what they said in the flood too, but one day the water dropped. Let them make fun of the message. Let them tell them that this is a false prophet. One day it'll come to pass and everything that he said will come to pass. How happy we should be that we won't be here to watch it, but we'll go to be with our Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Oh, praise You, Jesus. I, the Lord thy God, that knoweth the secrets of the hearts, how I look at your hearts today, and I see your pain, I see your agony. I know the thoughts that you have, the doubts, the fears, but I've come this day not to let you continue that way, but I've come with a hand of deliverance, the hand that led the children of Israel, the hands that were there in the fiery furnace. I've come to deliver you today. Receive my word, have peace and joy, for I have not looked to the things of doubt, but I am the Almighty God, and I have set my word in this day to not let it return void unto me, but it shall accomplish what I desire. And my desire is to be with you. How long shalt thou doubt? How long shall you look at the signs of this evil world? Have not I told you to deny those things and look to me, and thou shalt be saved? There is not another time. There's not another word. I have given it to you. Receive it today. I stand in your midst. What do you have need of? Saith the Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, praise you. Yes, Lord God. I see it, Lord. I believe it, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, praise Jesus. Oh, we love your presence, Lord. We thank you for being here amongst us, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Just worship. Just worship and praise. I know you feel His presence. I know you know He's here. Hallelujah. 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 Can you feel His arms of love around you tonight, this afternoon? Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, I love you. I appreciate you, Lord. Receive the word now, church. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's do that. Let's surrender all to Him with all your heart. Anyway, you can sing, you can weep, you can praise, you can shout, you can jump, you can lay and cry. Just don't let the word pass without let it doing something to you. Say, brother, is that just emotion? Emotion in the word is what we want. And if the word is causing your emotion, that's from God. Anything that don't have emotion is dead. The word doesn't do something on the inside. Say, God, I'm here to check up. There's something wrong in my heart somewhere. The word should move me. I believe He'll hear you today. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, praise you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the word. Thank you for being the same. Thank you for not leaving us comfortless, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
I surrender.
Hallelujah. Take control. And I surrender all. I surrender all to Thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all. One more time.
I surrender all. I surrender all. All to Thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all.
It's by faith. But I believe it's by faith that I receive. It's by faith I'll overcome. It's by faith I'll see the sun. It's by faith that I believe. It's by faith that I receive. It's by faith I'll overcome. It's by faith I'll see.
Oh, just keep looking for the Lord. Sing it again.
Oh, it's by faith,
yes, Lord,
that I believe. It's by faith that I receive. It's by faith I'll overcome. It's by faith.
Oh, just keep worshiping, keep praising Him. It's truth nonetheless.
It's by faith,
yes, Lord,
that I believe.
Thank you, Father.
It's by faith that I receive. It's by faith I'll overcome. It's by faith I'll see the sun. It's by faith that I believe. It's by faith that I receive. It's by faith I'll overcome. It's by faith I'll see the sun. Dad, just play soft. I don't want to prolong the time. I believe the Lord has been very gracious and wonderful to us today. It's great to congregate with believers and not just come for form or fashion, but come and feel the presence of God allowed to walk through the aisles and to change our lives. How many was delivered today? Hallelujah. Look at that. How many's delivered? How many's got joy unspeakable and full glory? Just springs up. You say, where'd it come from? Nothing. It came from the Word. That's all it came from. He said, it ain't reasoning. No, it's the Word. The Word said I got joy unspeakable, full of glory. And it just sprouts up and takes over all the things the enemy put in your life. Hallelujah. How many's happy to be Christians today? Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't want to disrupt the atmosphere because I just see the Lord still just having His way. And I'm just so happy to watch Him. He can do what man just simply cannot do. And I just pray that each one has a full deliverance. Don't settle for no halfway. Stay until you're just totally unshackled. He that the Son sets free is free indeed. I'm going to let Dad keep singing. If you need to get going, that's fine. I understand people got things to do and places to be. You're dismissed in the name of Jesus Christ. Go in the fear of God. But if you want to stay in the presence of the Lord, I ain't going to kick you out of the door. You stay as long as you need to deal with God. God bless you, saints. Have a good day in Jesus' name.
It's by faith that I